I'm new and not making money.
Oh, you're going to love it. Yeah, the hard part, again, about getting to that first page position, it's not really the cost that's designed for the locals. It's the availability, and that we have. That's why we're assigned to that area. But, yes, I'm grabbing Tina to apply the rate. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Rick?
It is.
Yeah, she had transferred me in, and I heard a little bit of the tail end of that where you said that you're new, so funds are really tight right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even made one job yet because I just got the website completed and just got the insurances that I that's required, the general liability insurance, just got that in place. So haven't even landed my first job yet. I did get a lead today for a job. I don't know if I'm going to capture it or not. I put my bid in for it, so we'll see how that works.
Oh, is that for like a lead service, like a Thumbtack or an Angie Leads, or did that come through your site? Or?
Yeah, it's a referral through one of the chain stores that sells, building materials and stuff.
Wow, so you already got – wow, you have a lot going on for being so new. You got on a referral program through the store. You have your website up and running already. You have your insurance and your license and all that that you just paid for. So it sounds like you're ready to roll full-fledged as far as taking on new clients. It's just that things are really tight right now because of all that you've outlaid, right?
Yeah, I think that I think there's a need for handymen out there. I just think that nobody knows I exist yet.
Right.
I got to get people to know I'm out there.
Yeah, that's the nice thing, Rick, is that there is a strong book of business in your backyard based on what's trending in your area. But the problem is you're new, so, you know, understandably you have a weak internet presence, and that's something that we'll fix for you. Make sure that you're front and center on Google and that your phone starts ringing with new business. Now, the nice thing regarding our pricing is that it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month. So they're not going to ask you to sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay, so it doesn't matter if you start out small and you take on 5 jobs in a month, or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate. And the main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning, you know, that the position just became available. And since we're filling it today, once we begin working with you, we would actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
But you guys can't work with anybody else, but that doesn't stop someone else from doing it, right?
Exactly. So everybody that's on the first page, they're paying for it some way, somehow. Some of them are working with other data service providers to the search engines like we are. Some of them have an on-site marketing person that they pay an annual salary to. We happen to be the biggest and the best in the industry, which is why we keep our pricing so low. But everybody on there is paying for it, because in order to get on the first page and to stay on there, it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. And then once you are ranking, Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you have our services, every time a new revision comes in, you'll have a team of technicians here that will update your information and refresh your data, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page, right? And The nice thing is because you're new, I can put you into the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that happens to be a different search result altogether. So what will happen is once we program you into that mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, you have a nice website. Do you have anything else set up yet, like a business Facebook or anything like that?
I do have a Facebook page that is like piggybacked off my personal page.
Perfect.
They make it do it that way.
Yeah, they kind of linked it together with your personal page, but it's piggybacking and showcasing your business, right?
Yeah, it is. Again, I don't know if anybody knows it exists because I don't see how they, I'm not sure how they know it even exists out there, and stuff. I do get notifications every now and then. It says two people visited your web page or your Facebook page or something like that. I've seen a notification or two like that already that's told me that some people's. It doesn't tell me who, it doesn't tell me what for, it doesn't tell me anything, just says that they visited my Facebook page.
Got it. I see. So
I don't know much about it. I don't know what to do about it that they visited it. I wish there was a way to contact them, find out if there's something I can help them with it and if they need some work done or something, but I don't know how to do all that.
Well, here's why I asked you about the business Facebook. Because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's pretty cool how it works, Rick, because when you search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's going to be an ad for that popping up. Okay, so we'll make sure that if anyone is in your area and they're searching for home improvement or handyman or different various tasks, you know, that need to be done around the house that you can help out with, we'll make sure that you're found on the first page every single time and that after people search for that, they'll also get a little ad in their Facebook newsfeed. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which will show you how many new clients you received from Google, how many new clients you received from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see what zip codes they're coming from. That way everything is very transparent. And, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, I'd like to, but pretty hefty price, and like I said, I'm not making anything right now, and I know you can't make nothing until you get your name out there, but that's a pretty and just to give you some insight a little bit, okay, I had a home inspection business, and the business was, it wasn't, I'd come into it the wrong time. And houses are not selling very good right now in our area. And they're also, the ones that are selling, they're foregoing their inspections. A lot of people are. So, I went ahead and said, I'll just do the handy, handyman service, and that's why I left that business and started the handyman service up now.
Mm-hmm.
That home inspection business I had so many promises from people. We're going to get you on Google. We're going to get you on the front page. And I paid a lot of money, and I'm still going to be paying on that for a long time to try to pay it off. From people telling me that they get me on there and they didn't do it. They didn't get me on there, and they can't get you on there because nobody has control over that. And it takes time to do it, and you eventually get it. The more you, I mean, they say that you'll just naturally be there. The more work you do, the more reviews you get, the more times people visit your website, the more all this stuff, all this action happens involving you, then you start moving up on the totem pole. And this is what everybody's explained to me, and this is why I spent a ton of money to get on the front page and couldn't get there, because I didn't have anybody doing all that, because I don't have jobs. See?
Plus, real estate agents usually have their home inspection people nailed in, too. You know, it's kind of hard to break into that industry because they have their favorite people that if they do sell a house in this volatile market, they already have someone lined up to do the home inspection, you know. And usually the buyers will ask, or then the sellers, oh, who do you recommend? And then, boom, there you go. So, you know, they don't even have to go to Google. But I want to let you know that success on the internet is all about working with the right company, and you've been told a lot of things with that home inspection company, and you've spent a lot of money trying to get it out there, and it hasn't panned out for you. So I want to let you know, only because I've been doing this for 12 years, it'll be 13 years with the corporation in July, is that sometimes these companies that call you, they're two guys in a basement that get together and try to do programming. Or sometimes it's a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines, where if you try to get a hold of them, it's almost impossible, right? So the one benefit that you have in working with our corporation, which is Local Splash, is we're one of the very few companies in the nation that has earned a premier partnership with Google. There's only 7 companies with a premier partnership. We happen to be one of them. And what that means is it's an elite status with Google, where Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you'll also have that extra support staff available for your business. Now, with that being said, you're right. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not like if you were to say yes, that we're going to flip a switch and all of a sudden a million calls start flooding in. It does take industry standard to get on the first page, takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. So I always tell people, of course, you'll see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. And I know that especially in your industry, it's only going to be a couple of clients to, you know, fund this, make you profitable, you know, get your business to start flourishing. You know, our goal is never for someone to spend $299 a month with us and then just break even on it. Because although that's nice, that's not a smart business decision, right? So it's our goal to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, you know, where that high revenue is generated. And the beauty of it is we allow you to go month to month for a reason. It's because we're performance-based. Right? So we allow you to try the program, track the revenue and the jobs that you have coming in, and kind of pay as you go. Because it's month to month, you have an option of canceling at any time if you're not happy. And I know that you're never going to cancel because you're absolutely going to love it. But that has to be very comforting for someone like you that's tried other things that hasn't panned out, you know, that you can kind of try it and base your decision on actual results. So with that being said, I'm imagining that probably 398 is a stretch on the budget with everything else you have going on, right?
Yeah, that's why I can't just jump on it. I wish I could. I know it's important. I know it's important to be out there on the, you know, in the front, and that's what's going to get you jobs. But unfortunately, everything that I spend comes out of my pocket. It's not coming out of any. None of it's coming out of the company because the company has no money.
Yeah, that's hard. So I appreciate that you explained all of that to me, because I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the money that you've already spent. Because at the end of the day, Rick, I can't do anything about the money that you've spent or the agreement that you have with other companies, but I can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back. There's no question. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. I had to do it once before, and I actually got it approved, where I put a client into my personal friends and family rate. Now, he was in a different industry. He was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida, but he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. And that's because he also was a startup business, and he had invested so much money into his licensing, his storefront, all of the new equipment that he had to purchase. You can imagine his funds were completely depleted, right? So what I was able to do was I worked out the special pricing, and he realized that if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So, you know, he had to stretch himself tremendously just to try the program for 1 month. But the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, even before his statement came in, the program had already funded itself. So I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put you into that same pricing. What it would do is it would waive your setup fee for you altogether, and it would reduce your monthly fee down to just $249. So if I could get this authorized, it would save you $150 today, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that $249, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only like $8 a day, you know, to increase your business. So what I would have to
If I could do that, does that include that Facebook thing too?
Yep, that absolutely includes the Facebook advertising. That's the friends and family package. So you would get everything that's included in the platinum package, which is the highest level, because, you know, that's typically reserved for friends and family members of local Splash employees. So, you know, I can't go in there and tell them that you're my brother or my uncle or anything like that. But I can explain the situation and see if they would allow me to, you know, put you into that pricing. And like I said, I did get that once before.
Let me ask you a question. Does that put my ad out on Facebook? Because I just went on Facebook, I think yesterday or last, it might have been last night I went on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. One of those days I went on, Facebook, and there's a thing there about to advertise, it says, and I clicked on that, and that says that it's to advertise, it says it's $3 a day,
right? So that budget is already included in that $249 package. So if I get this rate approved, $100 of that goes directly to Facebook to run those ads. And if you calculate 30 days in the month, divide it by, you know, $3 a day, right? It's going to pretty much stretch throughout the whole month for that, you know, $100 to kind of last. So that's already included in this. Now, the Facebook ads, how they work is each morning your ads start running in all the people that are in your surrounding areas. You know, with anyone that's searching for your services, when they go into their Facebook newsfeed, they're going to see an ad for Handyman Home Support popping up. And let's say, for example, that the pay-per-click rate is $30 a click and you have a $3 day budget. After 10 people click on your ad through Facebook, those ads will stop for the day and then they resume the next day. And that's how we get that budget to last throughout the whole month, is we put a cap on it. So I know you're absolutely going to love it, because this program has the best of both worlds. And, you know, in order to kind of approach the vice president of my corporation and try to get this authorized, you know, I'd have to explain the situation. So what are you thinking? Do you think that if I got the approval to get everything going for just $249 out the door, do you think that that's doable and we could move forward today?
Yeah, I put it tight, but I guess I'll go ahead and try it, see if I can get it to get me some business going. I'll do it for, I'll just keep it straight up with you. I'll do it for 2 months, and if it isn't working, I'm dropping it. If I'm not on the front page in 2 months, I'm dropping it, because you're saying it's 30 to 45 days because you guys are premier. So,
yes, and you will be by that second month. All we ask is that you're responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash. So if Google communicates with us, hey, we need this business to show us X, Y, or Z, we'll call you and we'll email you and we'll text you and we'll say, hey, we need you to send us X, Y, Z because Google is requesting it, right? So as long as you stay responsive to us, you'll absolutely be there within that time frame. And
okay,
worst
that's
case
okay.
Yep.
That's okay, as long as you're not asking me to send you 5 people to review me.
No.
Something like that. If some of these people are, I keep trying to tell these people that, and I can't get it through their heads. I've been in business too long to, and I know enough about this stuff to know, but some of these people are like, send me 5 people to review your work that you've done for them. I haven't done any work yet, so
yeah.
How do I get reviews?
You're new.
Well, people say, well, get them out of your contacts, people who know you and have no work that you do. You know, I'm not trying to sneak over the system or nothing. I want to be an honest businessman. I don't want to go out here and get, you know, 15 people to lie about something that that I never did, and stuff for them. So I get those questions all the time, you know, to have 5 people send a review in for me or whatever.
I agree with you 100%. You shouldn't have to pull your friends and family members and tell them to go on there and pretend like they're a client of yours. And there's something shady about that, and I never recommend that. So once the Google listing is verified and published, we will send you a review generator email. So as you start getting clients, you can forward that to them and it'll say, hey, thanks for using Handyman Home Support. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. So, you know, we'll definitely help you. Yeah.
That might be a problem, though, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I already use House Call Pro.
Okay.
And House Call Pro is a company that handles all my, they handle all my record keeping, basically. It's almost like a QuickBooks in a way, but a little more kind of geared for the handyman industry, I guess I would say. I can handle all my invoices through them, all my pricing through them. I can do everything through them. And mm-hmm. they also send out reviews to people. After I click on a job and invoice the job, that means the job's complete and I'm invoicing it, then they send out reviews to them with a link for them to go ahead and click on and review me.
Got it. So it would be that same page that we would be promoting. We're not going to go in there and create a new Google business page, right? Because that would be a duplicate and it would probably hurt your rankings. So we'll just have you let them know to add us as a manager to it. And when they, you know, send out that review link, or if you choose to send the review link out, either way, it goes to the same page. So it doesn't conflict with each other. And if you get that review generator email from us and you don't ever want to forward it because you know they're doing it, then you don't ever have to forward it, right? But it's just an extra tool if need be. Sometimes someone, you know, will tell you, hey, you did such a great job and we want to leave you a review. So if that's the case, you have that tool that you could give them, right? But if not, just have that company continue to do it the way they are, because we'll be promoting the same page. But now you'll be on the first page front and center in a spotlight position rather than being buried where someone has to find you. You know what I mean? Because nobody's going to click to page two. I mean, when I say nobody, it's 87% of consumers that will hire from the first page, but yet less than 1% will click to the second page. You know, and I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search, they see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that, you know?
I have those around. I put the new post up on my
just a second here.
I heard something. I'm good. No problem.
Yeah. On Tuesdays, I go to my parents' house, their elderly, and I take care of them on Tuesday, so I'm kind of stuck up here away from all my business stuff.
Oh, that's so nice, though. I love that. You won't have any regrets doing that, you know? My mom passed away 2 years ago, and she was in the hospital. We were hoping that she'd come home, and we didn't feel she was stable enough to go live alone, so we started making a room for her that, oh, when she comes out of the hospital, she can stay with us, and I was looking forward to it, and then sadly it never happened. She ended up passing away in the hospital, so I give you much props for doing that to your parents every Tuesday. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I live about 2 hours away from them, so.
Wow, it's a little truck to do that every week, huh?
Yeah, so we come up here.
Aww.
This week I'm going to be up here 3 days this week because Dad's got to go to the hospital and someone's got to stay with Mom while he's there, so.
Oh, I love it. Oh, you're the best son. I hope my son's like that when I get to that age. That's amazing.
I know one thing. I don't have anybody that's going to take care of me like that, but I'll do what I can at least.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Well, you know, there's people that come from big families and they have a bunch of kids and then the kids, you know, kind of go their own way and then they still don't have anyone to do it, you know? So, so that's good that you're doing. I mean, it takes an honorable person to do that. So Rick, just so you know, I already sent out the request to my director to get that approved. We deal on a GChat service within the office, so I'll usually hear back anywhere from, you know, 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on their response, I just want to verify your information. So what is your last name?
Bush, B-U-S-H.
And then if everything goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
You can use my business one, which is rick@handymanhomesupport.com.
Perfect. I actually saw that on your Facebook page, and I was going to ask you if you wanted to use the same one. So we'll use that, rick@handymanhomesupport.com. And then this is the phone number that you would like to promote on Google, right?
Yes.
The 614-403-5053. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Everything goes through that. That's actually my personal cell phone, everything. When I did the home inspection, I went and bought a phone, bought a number. I did the whole nine yards, and this one here, I decided I'm not going to do it. I didn't want to carry two phones around anymore, so I said I'll just take everything in on my personal phone.
That's smart. And, you know, I was just thinking, since you do handyman work and home inspections, if you get your foot in the door with a couple of local realtors, you could help their clients with both. If they were going to, you know, have to do some home improvement before they listed their house, you could help them with that, and then also with the home improvement. So that's great. I mean, or the home inspection. So that's great that you kind of wear both of those hats. You know, it fits within the same demographic kind of, right?
Right. I was going to sell all my equipment for home inspections, and then I decided, well, I'll hang on to it because I might get a little gig like that. I'm still licensed with the state of Ohio until 2026, and then if it pays off, I'll renew it. If it doesn't, I won't.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, you want the LLC on the listing, right? Handyman Home Support LLC?
Is that what most people would do normally or not? I mean, I don't want to be something, you know, weird or anything.
Well, it's a preference, Rick. I recommend if you have an LLC, definitely put it on there because it adds to your credibility, right? But you don't have to. It's just a preference.
Okay, I say then put it on there because I know a lot of people in the handyman are doing it as a DBA or they're doing it as a sole proprietor, actually.
Yeah.
And not to say that they're anything less than an LLC, but sometimes sole proprietors don't have to go through what we do. For us LLCs, we have to have insurance. We have to, we have requirements we have to meet, and sole proprietors sometimes can kind of skirt the system a little bit.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, in that case, leave it on there. Plus, it's on the business Facebook, too, so it's good to keep things consistent. So I definitely recommend it. If you change your mind in the future, no problem. We could take it off, but I would just leave it on there for now. And then do you know the 505 South Wagoner Road? Is that a physical address where we could send mail if Google wanted to send a new 5-digit PIN code in the mail?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if they're going to have to do that, but just in case, that's where they would send it, okay?
That's my address there, actually, my home address and stuff.
Perfect.
I usually try to keep that hid from the from the public, but I don't do shady business, so I shouldn't have any disgruntled people come to my place and, you know,
Well,
problems.
Google usually will do that, just so you know, for a home-based business automatically, is they'll hide the address. Obviously, there's millions and millions of home-based businesses all around the nation. So what will happen is once this publishes, you'll show up as Handyman Home Support LLC, and the business address would be blocked out. It'll say, you know, Reynoldsburg, and it'll have your phone number and your website attached, but the actual address would be blocked out. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. Google will automatically do that if it's home-based. And then I'm getting an override. My director is approving that rate, so I just have to enter it two places here. I have to put it in to waive the setup fee and then also to get that $249 pricing. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Okay, so probably for the first 2 months, I will use a credit card.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want to change the billing down the road, you absolutely can. So you could always change it to debit or a different payment method. But for now, it's going to be on a credit card, you said?
Yes. And can I pay it for 2 months? Or does it have to be a month to month? The reason I'm saying, once the 2 months is up,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not on the front page and it's it don't seem to be working for me, I'm done. And then I'll just be finished. I won't renew.
Okay.
And I'd like
so
to
rather
ahead.
Than, rather than, let's say I would keep it on the month to month just because that's better for accounting purposes. But let's say after 2 months, you want to cancel and you say, you know what, I'm going to just close the card down or something. Please call us because your account will continue to bill unless you notify us. So all we ask is that you call us 3 business days prior to your billing date, which would be the 21st. And that's
okay,
all you have to do is
have
call
a...
us to cancel. You don't have to write a certified letter. You don't have to jump through hoops or bend backwards. All you have to do is give us a call and say, look, I've been with you for 2 months and I don't want to continue. No problem. We'll cancel it out and make sure that there aren't any further charges. Just don't think
so am
that,
I gonna
oh,
have a good,
mm-hmm.
am I going to have a good phone number to get a hold of somebody?
Oh, absolutely.
That was another problem I ran into is people said, oh, just in, if you want to cancel, you can cancel anytime. And then the number they gave me was a bogus number, and you couldn't get a hold of nobody to do the cancellation.
Oh, that's horrible.
All kinds of little tricks out there. I've been through the gamut on all of them. I think it is so crappy the way people treat people in business, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you know what? That's why, again, success on the internet is about working with the right company. We've been in business for over 19 years as a corporation with our same business phone number. You could always call in and get through to someone. I just texted you my direct extension. So anytime you call that 877-635-6225, you can hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you call after hours, it will even allow you to schedule a time for the next business day. So we're very, very, you know, easy to get a hold of. But, of course, my extension is 777. So if you put in that 777, it will ring to my desk. And we're available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. So you're not going to have that problem. I, for one, always answer my phone calls live. The only time I don't is if I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting. But at least if I saw that you called, I would call you right back once I see it. Okay.
All righty. Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. I don't want to wear a black eye for those other companies because, again, I've been doing this for 12 years and I've heard all kinds of horror stories out there. So you probably wouldn't come up with anything new that I haven't heard before, which is why we make ourselves readily available to our clients, okay?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, small business is expensive.
I know.
And you can't get any financing for it, not under the business. I can get all the financing I want under my name.
Right.
But I can't get it under the business. The only way you can get financing under the business is if you can show revenue, and I can't show revenue yet because I just started. So you can't go out and get a loan to pay for all this stuff to get it started. You know,
right.
your SEO, your websites, your tools, your truck, you can't go get a loan for all that. All that stuff comes down on the person, and a lot of that stuff I've got under my name, and I got to pay it all back under my name, or else I'm really hurting my own personal finances if
oh,
the business
goodness.
Don't go.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm sure you know, just because you're investing a lot into your business, you can take all those receipts at the end of the year and submit them with your taxes. You know, they're business expenses, so hopefully that helps you get a write-off or a deduction here and there, including this. You're going to get a receipt and an invoice that says your initial invoice, so you can always print those out at the end of the year and submit them with your taxes. So, I wanted to ask you, how does your name read on the credit card? Does it say Rick Bush, or is there a middle name or initial, or does it say
it's
the business name? Or
it's actually Richard A. Bush, and then under it, it says Handyman Homes Support LLC. It's a business card.
Okay, so Richard A. Bush, Handyman Homes Support LLC. And is the South Wagoner Road also the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, 4246.
Mm-hmm.
3154.
Got it.
0245.
Okay.
6295.
6295. Okay, and expiration?
429.
429, and then the code?
732.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Now, some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Could you have the people who need me to work with them to get this going, have them call me on Thursday this week and not today or tomorrow? I'm going to be up here Thursday.
Oh, yeah, because of your dad. Yeah, no problem. What time are you thinking on Thursday, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
I'll be there all day Thursday. So whatever works for them, that's fine.
Do you want me to push it a little bit later since it's a two-hour drive, or do you actually return tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm going to return tomorrow sometime.
Tomorrow night? Okay, so... I can do a 10 o'clock if you want in the morning, or a 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or a 5 p.m. on Thursday.
Let's just do the 10 in the morning.
10 in the morning. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm blocking out an hour from 10 to 11 o'clock Eastern on Thursday, which is the 23rd, and that's just in case the appointment should only take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. But I want to block out the whole hour just in case my technician's prior appointment runs over and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay, and then let me just make sure that I confirm it so that someone else doesn't.
I hope everything they need me to do, I'm able to do it.
You will be. We make it very, very easy and very accessible. And even if you came into a little bump in the road and you needed some help from the verification department, we have two people over there that are excellent. They'll even get on the phone and they'll call you and they'll help you with it. So yeah, we'll walk you through it if you hit any issues, but I don't foresee that that's going to happen. And then for the voice verification recording, what it says is, and again, it's going to have you repeat the business name, but it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Handyman Home Support, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Richard Bush, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Great. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Yeah, all that means is if you do anything else online, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with what we're doing. But you shouldn't have to do anything else because this is an entire package, right? This concludes the Facebook.
I explained mm-hmm. to her that I have a company doing my SEO on my website.
Yeah, that's a different service. That will enhance what we're doing. So just so you know, on-site SEO is when someone goes into your site and they tinker around with the meta tags and phrases in hopes that Google algorithms will pick up on it and you get better rankings. It's not a bad practice. It's just extremely outdated. That's how people would try to get on the first page 15 years ago, 16 years ago. So now Google has made so many revisions over the years that in order to get on the first page, two things have to happen. You have to have the availability, which we have today, but secondly, the off-site SEO, which means that we won't touch the website in any way, shape, or form, but we'll optimize the listings. So we're going to be working on programming the listings so that your site will now get the exposure because your site will be attached to those listings, right? So that this is going to enhance what you're doing with that service that's on-site. You see what I mean?
Okay. Just as long as you guys are aware of it.
Yeah, the key in that paragraph is, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts? So we're aware of what you're doing up to this date, right? But anything additional, if you wanted to do something, just let us know so it doesn't conflict. But again, I don't foresee that you'd have to do anything else. This is a complete package, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So your payment for the initial term and account setup would be charged today, May 21st, in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So now we got the appointment for tomorrow at 10 nailed down. So the only last thing I want you to do, Rick, is because we got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So you're going to get a text from me in just a moment that will say thank you for choosing Local Splash, and that link will actually be in there. So we'll just give it a moment or two, and when you hear the text coming in, you can open it. It's already showing that it was sent on my end. It says, Rick, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
They have poor, poor internet up here, so.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't know if I'd be able to do all this here or not. We'll see how it works.
If you try to open the link and you can't because you have bad internet, I'll just put a note in here for the technician to remind you on Thursday when they call you. But let's give it a whirl and see if we can do it. But if not, like I said, they'll remind you on Thursday, okay? If it's not opening through the text, you're also going to receive an email that says Local Splash, your initial invoice. So when that gets to you, you could also go into the email and click on the link, whatever's easier.
Yeah, hit confirm signature and it don't seem like it's doing anything.
Okay, do me a favor then. There's two boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. So you have to click those two boxes and they'll turn into like a blue check mark. And then
right,
type your name in exactly how I have it, Richard A. Bush.
Oh, there's where we're wrong. I'd go by Rick, but...
Yeah, it has to match the way it shows on the billing. For our accounting purposes, we're always going to call you Rick because I put the account under Rick Bush, but just for the terms and for the billing, it says Richard A. And there wasn't a period after the A. It was just Richard space A space Bush. And if it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about that right now. That username and password is already in your welcome email, so you'll have access to it. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay. And Richard A. Bush, there we go. It went through.
It went through.
Username,
good. Okay.
Password.
Excellent. Okay, good. So then that means it went through. And like I said, if you open up the welcome email that you'll get in a moment, you'll see the username and password. But I wasn't concerned about that at all. I was more concerned about getting this nailed in. And so, other than
that. Put me on a dashboard?
Yeah, so that remember how. Yes. Remember how I was talking about you're going to have the tracking system where you can see how many clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see the keywords and the zip codes they're coming from. So that's what that tracking system does, that client dashboard that you get the username and password for. It's so that you can go on and you can track the results that you're receiving.
And you told me that nothing is charged by clicks, right?
Right. It's not per click. The Facebook ads, they are per click, but we're managing that for you. So we're going to make sure that you never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month. It's all included in this $249 pricing.
Okay. Yeah, because too many people play around online.
I agree. Yeah. You know, those pay-per-click programs, they're definitely great for big corporations that have thousands of dollars in the marketing budget because eventually they'll get, you know, a real client clicking on them. But for a small to mid-sized business, especially with Google clicks, I always say don't do any of those pay-per-click because it's just going to eat up money out of your budget. It's not going to be very profitable. You know what I mean? So now, you're going to receive an email that says action needed photos for Google verification. I don't think you're going to have to address that email only because you already have a Google listing that other company had started for you. So what I'll do is I'll send you a second email that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. So if you don't know how to do that, you could always forward that email to that company, and they can add Local/ as a manager so that we can go on and start programming it to get on the first page, okay? And honestly, you know what I think they did? No, I think they might have done this, or maybe the other company did this that was working on the home inspection. I think they took the home inspection business and they just updated it to this one because when I look at it, there's some reviews on there. And I know you said, oh, I can't put reviews on there because I haven't had a client yet. But these are all home inspection reviews. It's Rick was amazing and just the guy to do the job. First-time homeowner here. I sent him a request to do a home inspection. So all of these are home inspection reviews. So question, was the home inspection business also called Handyman Home Support or was it called something else?
No, it was Total Home Exposure was the name of it.
So do you know which company created this Google page with the home inspection leads on it? Because it doesn't say Total Home Exposure. It says Handyman Home Support, LLC.
I don't know who would have been my website people.
I think it's your website people because they have it updated to your current business name. They're the only company that has been working with you for the handyman, right? The other companies were all for the home inspection, right?
Well, there's, like I said, I work with House Call Pro for SMS, is that what they call it, for text that they send out to my clients and stuff, and things like that. So I work with them for that. And I also, there's another company, trying to think what their name is, is another one that's getting me, that's sending out a review thing for me. They handle the reviews. And what
The one that it might be, but have they been working with you for a while? Because one of these reviews is 9 months old. So has that company been with you for a while, or are they new?
No, they just started with me last week.
I don't think that's them then. I think it's probably the first two that you mentioned, probably either the one that's doing your website or the other one that was doing the the marketing.
Yeah,
the
so what they're actually doing is they're taking House Call Pro.
Uh-huh.
So House Call Pro sends my clients a one-time shot to send me to send me a review.
Okay.
And if the client doesn't send me a review, House Call Pro don't do nothing more. But this company that I signed up for last week for $30, a month, I believe it is. Yeah, $37 a month, I think it is. I got it all at home. I just don't know it off the top of my head. But anyways, they will continue to follow up and follow up for me.
I see.
They will continue to automatically send text to my customers. They know if the customer left the review or not. They're integrated with House Call Pro. It's kind of like an addition to House Call Pro, how they integrate with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when House Call Pro leaves off and don't do no more, they take over and keep kind of nudging the people, I guess you would say, to come on, get him a review, you know.
Got
and
it. Okay.
Because House Call Pro and a lot of these places are bad about that. They don't make it easy for someone to leave a review. And then when they do it, they got about a 10-page questionnaire, you know. Was the person properly dressed when they showed up at your location?
Oh,
was the person
wow, that's hard.
Wearing
yeah.
his hat straight or, you know, whatever. And these people got to go through this whole long line, and nobody wants to fool with that, you know, when you're giving a review. All you want to do is say the person was great and maybe throw a couple words in there if you want, and people are fine with that. But some people don't even want to write any words. They just want to give 5 stars and be done with it. That's
so I think that that's the company that has access to this, and here's why. All of your reviews on here are 8 and 9 months old, and they're tied into the home inspection, but there's one that was posted yesterday, and he put, his name was Calvin Atchley. Highly recommend. I had a few small projects around the house I needed done, and he completed every task. He paid great attention to details, made sure everything was to my standard. So I don't know if that's somebody that works for that company that went on there and put that just to kind of help you out.
No.
Or do you know Calvin?
Actually, I did. Yeah, I did work for him. I did some work for him, but it was a freebie deal because he's a friend of mine. So I do a lot of free work for people. And that's friends and family. And so
how did he know how to do that? Do you think that company sent him the link? That's what I'm wondering.
I imagine they did because,
that's what I'm thinking. So you could ask Calvin, since you know him, say, thank you. You know, I saw that you wrote a review, or I heard that you wrote a review. How did that come about? Just tell him I'm paying some marketing. So did you just go and look me up and you wrote it yourself? Or did somebody send you a link? Because then he might say, I think if he got a link, then it's that company that you were just talking about that, you know, you're paying $37 a month for them to stay on top of it. So, you know, just check with him.
Yeah, I think he told me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked to him here recently because the company that I signed up for asked me to give them names of people that, because I told them that I haven't done any paying jobs yet, but I've
right.
done a lot of freebies with friends and family and things like that. And they said, well, give me names of people you've done jobs for in the past, friends, family, don't matter if they're freebies or not. Just give me names of who you've done work for. And so I did that. I gave them a list of who I did work for, their phone number. And I gave them who I did work for, their phone number, and what type of work I did for them. And
got
so
it.
This company probably did send out some because I mean I do a lot of free work for a lot of people, and some of them do leave me
would leave me reviews if someone sent them a link, but like I said, it would have to be most of my people I know won't fool around too long. If it's not easy, they're not going to do it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that you do free work, but you know, the Bible says a laborer is worthy of his wages, and you got to start making some livelihood out of it too, you know? So just try to,
I agree.
Try to not be so nice, because my mom, when we grew up, she used to be a hairdresser, a beautician, and one day, you know,